Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Big shout out today to Helix Sleep. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Find the perfect mattress and up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows at helixsleep.com/boost. How are you? Are you ready? Man, what a day it's been. Tens of thousands of people, and I think I talked to every single one of them on the phone or Zoom this morning. All over the world, it's been awesome. Folks standing up, taking a step, and repeating until they get the life they want, including not having a plan B. Do you have a plan B? Do you have plan C, D, or XYZ? Sometimes having an additional plan is the reason the first one didn't work, and we'll talk about that on today's show. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Every single day, life begins when you move, but we don't care because we're going to get what we want anyway, even if life gets in the way, and it sometimes does. Little chinks, little things that maybe undermine your plans and you have to work through them. Well, we don't care because if you decide what you want and you set a goal, you should get it. You're the boss of you, right? You are the boss of you. Just because you said, hey, I want something, I think you should go after it. So no matter what happens all day long, all year long, forever, we shall be here every single day to help you get through the day so you get exactly what you want. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. That's what I do. I'm a durable character. I just kind of keep going no matter what knocks me down. And over the years, boy, things can knock you down, can't they? I know I've been knocked down a few times. Speaking of over the years, I have developed a bit of a hobby in the past couple of years. I am a mattress topper collector. I know it's strange. Well, I used to be anyway, but yeah, I had a really bad, expensive mattress and I couldn't sleep. It was not comfortable. But then I found, luckily, Helix. Helix are sponsored today, and I appreciate you supporting our sponsors. They do too. Go to helixsleep.com/boost, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they will match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. That's what I did, and frankly, had my fingers crossed. I mean, how the heck can you take a 2-minute quiz online and then sleep really good? But Helix knows everybody's a little bit different, so they have several different models. So you take the quiz, they match you like they did me to the Dusk model. Maybe you'll get something else, probably. You order it, it arrives, you unbox it, it inflates, and you sleep on it and shut the door. It's awesome. It really is. I held my breath right up till I went to sleep, and the next day we went to the dump. We took the old mattress and got rid of it. We love it. I can't say good enough things about Helix. Other people say it too. Helix was awarded the number one overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. I checked that out before I actually got involved with them. They have a 10-year warranty and a 100-night risk-free guarantee. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, but you will. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners only at helixsleep.com/boost. People are obsessed with these pillows. And you can get them free right now with your mattress purchase. That's helixsleep.com/boost for up to $200 off your mattress and 2 free pillows. So I have been keeping a secret from you, and I think I want to let you in on it today because we're talking about no plan B today. And so it was really hitting home, but my wife and I have decided after about 4 years of having our 12-acre alpaca farm, and she decided to sell off the herd about 6 months ago, that we didn't need the farm anymore. So we thought, well, why don't we take advantage of the market and sell the home? And we did about a month ago. Where are we going to go? I said, why don't we take advantage of this big, brand new motorhome I have in the driveway? And let's go maybe just have some fun and go on an adventure and see what happens and come back and buy a house later. So this adventure is going to start very soon, just in a couple of weeks. You will hear it evolve. If you are a premium member, and you are, you will hear a special podcast just covering that. We're not going to do the Daily Boost with that. We're going to do something else with it, but I'll let you know what's going to happen there. And come along for the ride. It's going to be a good time. So let's talk about plan B, or lack of it, if I will. You probably heard your mentors say this over the years. If somebody else is doing it, you can do it too. That's true. I mean, I often say that to people. I mean, if anybody's done anything that you want to do, you can do it. Now, I think there may be a couple of limitations. Like, for instance, people have played NBA basketball. They have done it. I'm not likely to be able to. I'm only 5'9 and a half. It's not going to happen. I'm well past my prime, although in a lot of ways, I think I'm coming into my prime. But that's not going to happen for me. But for the most part, there are things, if anybody else has done, you can do. Roger Bannister, you've heard the story before about the 4-minute mile barrier. That was 1954. It's hard to believe. These days, it just seems like everybody runs the 4-minute and the mile in under 4 minutes. But back then, he was the first. I was watching American Ninja Warrior. Do you like that? Recently, they had one with all females. It was a fun show to watch. But I was thinking back after I watched woman after woman climb that 14-foot warped wall. I was thinking back to, turns out to be 2014 when Casey Catanzaro, is that her name? She went up that wall the first time. We're like, oh my God, a woman did it. Now anybody can do it. I'm waiting for a 5-year-old to do it. It's coming. I swear it is. They just haven't done it yet. So this past week, we were attending a medical school graduation. It's been a long time coming. 9 years now. My stepdaughter, Elena, was graduating. And I was reminded of her journey. It literally began 9 years ago. And she was sitting on the floor of my office. Now, I'm stepdad and never tried to be dad. She was 14 when I met her. But she kind of knew I could talk and liked to talk. And she used to come over, just plop herself down on my floor, and we'd have conversations. Great times. And to this day, we still do it. You know, deciding on something to do that seems so far off, it can feel impossible. That's a scary thing. Have you ever done that? Most of us have. At some point, we look at it. In fact, my plan's coming up right now. It seems kind of weird and scary, but it's okay. Even if you haven't quite grasped what you want to do, and even if you have, it can be scary. Even if you have that, if they can do it, I can do it attitude, it can still be scary. There's no doubt a journey of 1,000 miles. It is always filled with doubt, isn't it? Right up until you arrive at your destination. Oh, yeah, it was easy. I just got here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that conversation we had 9 years ago, for imagining the scariest things that could happen on her journey. She did. I didn't say a whole lot. Didn't have to. It was every possible thing that was going to go wrong. That imposter syndrome was kicking in. How could I possibly be a doctor? It was crazy. She cried like crazy. But eventually the tears dried up. Funny how that happens when you kind of work through stuff, huh? She took a big old breath and she just kind of sat there and she said, Scott, what should I do? I found that kind of odd, to be honest with you. I almost always have an answer. I just kind of gotten used to it these days. But I found it odd because she really seemed to me that she had made up her mind exactly. And she had worked through every possible scenario. She assessed all the possible challenges. She really wanted it. She could imagine herself doing it. And she was agreeing with herself to go through whatever it took to get there. She wanted it that bad, more than anything in the world. So the only question I could think to ask in the moment was, well, do you have a plan B? And I didn't mean it by like, you should have a plan B. I never do that. I meant it like, I hope you don't. But I didn't know. So I said, do you have a plan B? Well, she repeated the answer, the same answer she gave me that day. I have heard dozens of times over the years at birthday parties, at Christmas, whenever she was around anybody she was having a conversation with. And inevitably, you get in conversations about medical school. You have those conversations about all the stuff. All the ups and downs in achieving her goal. Said the same thing again and again and again. On graduation day, I overheard it again and again. She said it to me that day, and she said it to everybody I heard around her. The exact same phrase to anybody who congratulated her on her achievement. It was amazing. They'd come up, and they'd give her compliment, her congratulations, and she would kind of pause and put a big smile on her face and take a picture with that big old diploma that she paid $250,000 for. And say, thank you. You know, there wasn't a plan B. There was nothing else I wanted to do or be. I had no choice. So here I am. And she would laugh it off. Like, here I am. Like it was nothing for 9 years of turmoil, driving yourself crazy, right? All those sleepless nights, all those studying for exams, all the challenges you go through. So here I am. I know it's graduation day. That's what you say until you get to the jello shots, right? So we all know something. You know this as well as I know this right now. And you don't even know Elena. But what you do know is something that we all know, and that is She did have a choice, didn't she? We always have a choice. So know that that doesn't mean you always get what you want. Not at all. Like I said, I will never likely be an NBA basketball player, and I will probably not go to the moon, and I'm not going to be a president of the United States. Not going to happen. I'm smarter than that. You don't always get what you want, but you increase your chances of success when you cut off all your other options and you choose to go for your dreams. On a personal note, I cannot tell you, A, how proud I am of her for doing it, but B, how proud I am of you for doing it. Because I talk to you and you and you many, many times a day. And often the conversation comes down to the plan B conversation. I will tell you this. Those of you who have the nerve to say, no, there's no plan B, I'm going to figure it out. Those who have the nerve to do that and really, literally are going to fight the fight and do whatever it takes to get what you want. Those that do that, I'm so proud of, and as if I even have the right to be. But it's so cool to see it happen. And those who have the plan B or C or D or E or F often don't make it. I'm proud of you too. You know why? Because you can decide to take it. Choose a plan A and stick to it. It's your choice. You could make it. And if you do, you'll change your life. I promise you that. See you tomorrow.